Prologue. May 1st, 1949, Philadelphia. Philadelphia est omnis divisa in partes tres, a reference to Julius Caesar's Bellum Gallicum. All of Philadelphia was divided into three parts, because Dom Palazzini and his brother Mike had not spoken to one another since March of 1933, or thereabouts. The date was fuzzy on either side of the vendetta. As a result of their argument, they split the family business, the profitable Palazzini Cab Company, down the middle, and with it, the city they served. Hoc est bellum. This is war. Dom lay claim to Montrose Street and all blocks south, while Mike took the Tony territory of Fitzwater and Center City to the north. It was decided that Broad Street, both north and south, would be neutral territory. Pickups and drop-offs could be made on either side without censure. The flip of a coin determined that Dom would keep the name Palazzini Cab Company, while Mike would call his new venture the Pronto Taxi and Limousine Service. The brothers severed ties over money, the cause of every split in every Italian family since the Etruscans, but the details behind the rift changed depending upon whom you asked and which side of Broad Street they lived on. The inheritance of a small plot of land on Montrose Street had been verbally promised to Dom by their father, but left to Mike in his will. Mike intended to sell the parcel to Dom, who had purchased Mike's half of the family homestead upon their father's death, but Dom felt the land parcel was part of his rightful inheritance and should have been included in the buyout of the house at no additional cost to him. Dom believed Mike should have simply done the right thing and handed over the deed. After all, their father had lived with Dom and his family in the homestead for many years, and Dom's wife had cared for the old man until his death. Unfortunately, what should have been a gift came with a bill. Insults were hurled. Dom accused Mike of being ungrateful, and Mike accused Dom of stealing. Money had gone missing from the petty cash in 1932. Where was it? Who took it? Why did it matter now? There had been an incident one evening where the bank bag didn't make it to the night drop. What happened to the cash? But it festered like a...